You're listening to the weekly Parsha podcast with Ari Goldwag, recorded with Hashem's never-ending assistance in Urma Bishemesh Israel, 5786-2026. This week's Parsha is Bahar B'chukosai. We're wrapping up Sefer Vayikra. And I'd like to share with you a medrash. It's on the Pasuk. It says, "Uchiyamuch achicha." Pasuk says, in Perek Chav Hei, Pasuk Lamed Tes, that sometimes a person is poor. Sometimes a Jewish person, our brothers, becomes poor for whatever reason. V'chiyamuch achicha imach, the Pasuk says, that he's poor with you. The Torah describes how this person doesn't have the money to pay back his debts. He ends up selling himself as a slave in order to be able to pay back his debts. And the Pesukim tell us that when you have such a slave, a Jewish brother, who has fallen on hard times, so take care of the guy. Treat him not like a slave. Treat him like a worker. Treat him like an equal. But the Pasuk says, imach, which means that he is with you. V'chiyamuch achicha imach. And the Medrash brings the Pasuk into Elam. I'd like to share with you, we'd like to study with you the Pasuk itself, the Pesukim inside of Tehillim, Perek Mem Aleph, Pasuk Beis, that speaks about Ashrei Maskil Eldol. Ashrei Maskil Eldol, which means praiseworthy is the one who is wise in regards to the poor man. The poor man in the Pashup Pshat, and we'll see that there's other Pshatim, different depths of it, but in the Pashup Pshat, you have to be wise with the poor man. You see somebody who's down and out, you're going to help him out. You got to help him out. And the Pasuk says, imach. Right? That poor man is a poor man with you. You got to recognize that he's with you. There's something that you will stand to gain, as the Yitzchak says in the Medrash. There's something that you stand to gain when you take care of another person. We'll see what that means exactly. But I'd like to read with you first what it says in Tehillim. Study together a little bit of Tehillim, beautiful chapter 41 in Tehillim. L'manasech mizmor David. To the conductor, a song of King David. Ashrei maskil eldol. Praiseworthy is the one who is wise in regards to the poor. Which again, in the Pashup Pshat means, we'll see other deeper Pshatim, but it means that you see a poor person and you take care of the guy. You're wise. You help somebody out. The person who does this, he himself activates. When I take care of another person who's down and out, when I help them out, I activate that feature of reality. When I do kindness for somebody else, Hashem, as it were, does kindness with me, but the mechanism is that I have activated kindness in the world. Mida keneged mida, our sages referred to. Measure for measure, Hashem takes care of me. Ashrei maskil eldol, b'yom ra yimaltei Hashem. The one who is wise in regards to the poor man, on the difficult day, Hashem will save him. Pesukim continue. Hashem yishmireyu, v'chayeyu. You took care of that guy. You protected that guy. Hashem will take care of you. Hashem will give you life. Ye'ushar ba'aretz. There's going to be joy for you in the land. You made that person happy, that poor guy happy. Hashem will make you happy. Hashem will allow the person who's done good to fall into the hands of his enemies. Hashem yisodenu al eretz tvoi. And as the Medrash points out, a dal, you're taking care of a poor person. There's lots of different kinds of poor people. A dal means someone who's got it thin. Things are thin in his life. Might be his health. Take care of somebody who's sick. You go over and you visit the guy. Medrash says. You go and you visit somebody. Hashem's gonna visit that person who has helped out when that person is sick. Again, there's like an activation in my life. When I do a kind thing with somebody else, it activates it for me. All of his sicknesses, Hashem will flip over. The person is going to be healthy. King David says, I asked Hashem, I said, God, please, Hashem, please, chaneni. Hashem is called a rachum v'chanun. The word chanun comes from the word chen, which comes from the word chinum. Chaneni means give me a free gift. Hashem, I don't deserve it. Hashem, I don't deserve it. Refah nafshi gichadasi lach, cure my soul, for I've sinned. Right? Because I can deactivate the good in my life through doing wrong, through activating evil. Right? But I ask Hashem, David HaMelech asked Hashem, and we ask Hashem, don't look at my sins. Give me a free gift. Okay, that's the beginning of Perek Mem Aleph of Tehillim, beautiful Perek. We're seeing the whole thing. But I just wanted to focus on the beginning because that's the part that our Medrash is going to speak about. Okay, so the Medrash basically says, Hadavud Ichsiv, Ashrei Maskil Eldol B'yom Ra'im Al Teh Hashem. Pasuk says, the poor person is a poor man with you. What does it mean, with you? As the Yitzhak explains, as we said before, when I take care of the poor, when I take care of the person who needs help, Hashem takes care of me. He's with me. Hashem takes care of me. Now we are both, I and the poor man, are in the same boat. We're both being taken care of. I've activated Hashem's shmira, his protection, his taking care. Abba Bar Yirmiyah b'shem Rabbi Meir Amar. Abba Bar Yirmiyah says another pshat in the psukim. We'll see a few, but I would like to focus on this one. It's a very important one. Rav Abba Bar Yirmiyah says, and Rav Meir, Zeshemam lechetzer tov al yetzahara. A person has two inclinations inside of himself, two aspects of his personality. Every single person has. We have something called Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Hara. A good inclination, that soft voice, that pleasant voice inside of our minds that encourages us to do good, our conscience. We have Yetzer Hara. We have an evil inclination. We have a part of ourselves that wants us to, that encourages us to be selfish, to grab, so that if I don't grab, I'm not going to have. To push aside others, to not care about others, to not feel the connection between ourselves and others. Our Yetzahara. The grabby part of ourselves. It says, Abba Bar Yirmiyah, our pasuk, Ashrei Maskil Eldol, which says, be wise in regards to the poor man. You know what the poor man is? And we're going to see, it's also a Medrash in Koheles, I'd like to read to you. The poor man is your Yetzer Tov. We'll see why he's called a poor man. But be wise in regards to the poor man. Make your Yetzer Tov, who's a poor man, right? He doesn't speak as loudly. He's not as strong as the Yetzer Hara. Yetzer Hara speaks very loudly. We hear the voices of Yetzer Hara all over. The ones that make the most noise. Yetzer Tov speaks softly. He's not so loud. But if you're wise, you listen to the soft voice. You listen to the voice of your conscience. You're mamlech the Yetzer Tov al Yetzer Hara. You make the Yetzer Tov your king. As opposed to the Yitzhara, as opposed to the evil inclination. Isi Amar Zeshenaisen Pruta La'ani. Isi says the first pshat, which was that being wise in regards to the poor man is giving a shekel, giving a quarter, giving a dollar to a poor man. When I give to somebody else, Shem gives to me. Right? Okay, so let's come back to that. We'll talk again about the poor man. But first I want to read to you the psukim in Koheles. To speak about the poor man, the poor king. The great king and the poor king. Pasuk says like this. Listen up. Ir ketana v'anoshim ba'ma'ot. There's a small city, a little city. It has a few people there, not so many people. Uvay Elea Melech Gadol. A great king came to the city. Bisaba Vaisa, he surrounded the city. Uvono Elea Metzodim Gadolim. He built great watchtowers, a great siege. Okay? Little city, not so many people, but a great king came to conquer that city. Inside of the city, there was one particular wise individual who was a miskein, which in modern Hebrew means pathetic. But meaning he wasn't a strong guy. He wasn't like a powerful person, but he was wise. And that wise person, Umilad Huesa'ir B'Chachmasa, he was able to save the city with his wisdom. So this great king is coming to conquer the city. The wise man inside of the city, not so strong, not so mighty, but he has great wisdom and he's able to save the city. And Va'adon Le'Zachar Sa'isha Meskenahu. But afterwards, people forgot about this wise man, this wise, not so strong man who had saved the city. Va'amartiani, King Solomon says, Shlomo Melech says, Tayva Chachma Megvura. Chachma, potentially, wisdom, intellect, has a greater sway than physical strength. Right? Think about it, because we're going to speak about it in the context of Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Hara. Yetzer Hara is very loud, very powerful, very convincing. Do this action, you'll get what you want. Yetzer Tov is very quiet and says, you know, you're going to feel guilty if you do that. Shlomo Melech says that wisdom, that quiet wisdom, is actually better than all the power of the Yetzer Hara. And the wisdom of this weak part of ourselves is something that most people don't listen to their conscience. But
finishes off and says, the words of the wise are listened to quietly. Mizakas Moshel Baksilim, more so than the screaming of the power hungry guy over the fools. Okay, so wisdom, quiet wisdom, has in a certain sense much greater power. So I'd like to read to you the Medrash in Koheles, which brings our pasuk of Ashrei Maskil El Dol. We'll relate it back to how it connects to us, how it connects to thinking about the poor man. And here's what the Medrash says in Koheles. Ir Kitan Zehaguf. Little city. What's the little city in the analogy? It's the physical body. The human being is a little city. Each one of us is a little city. Vanoshim Bama'at. There are just a few people in the city. These are the limbs of a person. Right? We have different parts of ourselves. We have our hands, we have our feet, we have our eyes, etc. Now, who's going to control the city? Who's going to control this little city called the human being? So a great king comes, a powerful king comes. Zayetz Hara, says the Medrash, this is the evil inclination. The part of the human being that has a desire to maybe survive, believes it's separate. I have to fight for my life. Why does King Solomon refer to the Yetzer Hara, the evil inclination, as a powerful being, a strong being, a big being? Medrash points out that the Yetzer Hara, the evil inclination, it predates our Yetzer Tov by 13 years. When does a person's conscience come in? Watch little kids. Their natural state is give me. Grab. No, why are you playing with my toy? I want my toy. Right? That's the natural state of a child until the age of 13. Until the age of bar or bat mitzvah, 12 for a girl. So the natural state is, and of course, each person has different levels of Yetzer Hara, but the natural state of a human being is very selfish. Yetzer Hara has been there for 13 years of a person's life. What happens at the age of 13? At the age of 13, the Yetzer Tov comes in. Person's conscience starts to get developed. Of course, it's our jobs as parents to help our children develop their conscience maybe before, or maybe to serve as the conscience of our children. So the Yetzer Hara is there from the beginning. He's got power. He's great. He's strong. He's a mighty king. So, the Yetzer Hara, we're kind of accustomed to his wiles, to his craftiness, to his tricks. We've been, 13 years going, and there was no Yetzer Tov, there was not that quiet voice that says, okay, here's the right thing to do. Here's our conscience. For a long time, all we had was the tricks and the wiles of the Yetzer Hara, the evil inclination. Okay? So you have this Yer Katana, little city, human being, different parts of the body, which express, right, with my hands I can grab or I can give, right? So they have different capacities, but for a large part of the person's life, he was in a mode of grabbing and not yet knowing how to give. So at a certain point, so the Yetzer Tov comes into the human being. The good inclination comes in. Why is he called a miskain? Miskain is like kind of a weak person, a pathetic person. I have to tell you a fact of life, says the Medrash. Not everybody listens to their conscience. It's kind of weak. Many people don't have a conscience, or if they do, they don't listen to it. Right? Listening to our conscience is a developed skill. It requires skill. It's easier to ignore my conscience. I'm going to end up with guilty feelings afterwards, but it's easier to ignore my conscience. But, as I listen to my Yetzer Hara, my evil inclination, so things pile up and it's like this. I'm trapped. I can become trapped by my Yetzer Hara. But if I start listening to my conscience, to my Yetzer Tov, I get untrapped. I get released. This is the secret of life, friends. When I listen to my Yetzer Tov, when I listen to my good inclination, when I listen to my conscience, when I listen to that voice of Hashem, the quiet voice, I'm released. I'm released from the guilt. I'm released from the bad party. Where David Tuvi de Laman de Shomali. David, King David said, it's good for those who do listen. Though the Chsiv Asher Maskil El Dol. He says, that's our Pasuk, which we read in Tehillim, Perek Mem Aleph. It says, Asher Maskil El Dol, praiseworthy is the one who's wise in regards to the poor. It means to say, be smart. Listen to your Yetzer Tov. Your conscience, who is not so strong, not so loud. Listen to that part of yourself. Be wise. The Pasuk says in Goel, so Adam Lezachar, what happens? We listen to our conscience. We feel better. We get saved. We escape from the bad party. Now we're in a good place. But it's so easily, we lose it, right? We lose that sensitivity. That maybe we don't hear it anymore, the conscience, or maybe we just ignore it sometimes. We forget. Hashem says to us, I want you to know, you might not remember, you might forget, you might stop listening to Yetzer Hara, you might build up a wall around your heart. But I want you to know that in the end, I will remind you. As the Pasuk says in Yechezkel, Vasiresis leva evi mibisarchim, Nasadi lochem leva basar. When Mashiach comes, the Messianic age, Hashem is going to remove the stone wall that we've created around our hearts. Hashem is going to remove that. The Yetzer Hara, which creates this darkness, this separation, Right? What does it mean to have a heart of stone? It means that nothing gets in. I'm trying to protect myself. I want to allow my heart to be broken. So I'm protecting myself. I don't want to connect to you. I don't want to be vulnerable. But it's going to come a time when that Yetzer Hara will be removed. When the heart of stone will be removed, all the walls will come tumbling down. And it won't be so hard to be vulnerable. It won't be so hard to hear the voice of the conscience. Hashem is going to remind us and bring us back to our conscience, bring us back to that Melech Dal, that weak king, that weak, wise person who saves the city. It's going to become less difficult, I would say, to do that, to listen to the Yetzer Tov. Okay, so another pshat in Asrei Maskil Eldol, Yemalteu Hashem, praiseworthy is the one who is wise in regards to the weak one, the poor man. The poor man is the Yetzer Tov. Listen to your Yetzer Tov. Be wise. If you listen to the Yetzer Tov, ultimately Hashem is going, ultimately there will come a time when Hashem is going to remove that Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara is going to be removed, and we're going to be good. It's going to be good for us. We're going to be in that space. Okay, so again, we have two pshatim, two ideas, two concepts that we have here. V'chiyomach achicha imach, poor man with you, take care of the poor man, and you activate. When you take care of somebody else, Hashem takes care of you. When you listen to your Yetzer Tov, second pshat, when you listen to your Yetzer Tov, when you listen to your conscience, you're recognizing the poor man inside of you. You're recognizing that weak, that soft, I would rather say, that soft voice, that quiet voice inside of the conscience. You activate that. Hashem helps you more. Hashem helps you more. I'd like to read a little bit more in the Medrash. We're going on the Pasuk Asher Maskil Aldol, Yomer Yimaltei Hashem. Praiseworthy is the one who is wise with the poor man. Right? The poor man, there could be lots of different poor men, as we said before. And here the Medrash goes through. There's nobody that's more pathetic and more in need of help than a Meis Mitzvah. Someone who passed away, someone who got killed along the way. Nobody even knows who the person is. There's a halacha, you're walking along on the path between cities and you find a person who died. It's an obligation to bury him. Even a Kohen, a priest is obligated. He's not ordinarily allowed to become Tamei, to become impure with contact with the dead. But he is allowed and obligated to bury this person. There's no one to take care of him. When you take care of somebody who has no one to take care of him, Hashem will take care of you. The rabbis say, there's a few different shadim in what this means, but I'll tell you two different ones that resonated for me. One shot is that you help somebody. You see that somebody is, the government is chasing him down. The government is after him. His enemies are after him. And you protect him. You take care of him. You protect him. Or another shot is, and that makes the most sense really with the Asherei Maskil Eldol. This is a person who is weak, right? He can't stand up for himself. How do you protect yourself from a government that's attacking you? Right? So if you stand up for that person, Hashem's going to stand up and take care of you as well. Another pshat is, Shemavriach Hatzmimen Aritza means, I don't need to hang out with all the wealthy people. Right? Do I need to make myself, I'm great. I'm Mechubod. I'm a dignitary and I only hang out with dignitaries. Shemavriach Hatzmimen Aritza is, I need to be careful to distance myself from over-obsession with my dignified status. Okay? That's another pshat. Ravuna Amar Zeshem Avakar Sachayla. Ravuna says, visit someone who's sick. Person who's sick. So, they're also in a state of miskenut, They're dull. They're weak. They're poor. They're weak of strength. Take care of them. Someone will take care of you.
Interestingly, the Amar of Huna, Kamishim Evakir, Sachayla Poichsim, Leia Kamishishim Macholia, we find a principle, Chazal say, our sages teach us that when you visit someone who's sick, you actually physically benefit them. 1/60th of their sickness is removed.
Rav Huna asked, hold on a second, you're telling me that if a person goes and visits a sick person, takes away 1/60th of his sickness. So let 60 people go and visit him. And then he'll get up, he'll be well. Right? We know that that's not what happens.
So the Midrash says, interesting thing. Amar lahem, shishim ubavad shiyuhu oyavim oyse kinafshay.
In order for it to work, you have to love this guy like yourself. You have to come in there with a certain sincerity and love for the person who's sick. Then you take away 1/60th of his sickness. So if you can find 60 people who love a sick person as much as themselves, they can indeed cure the guy. It's interesting. Worth thinking about conceptually.
But, aval bichin, mar bichin loy, says the Medrash,
you should know that even if a person comes in there to visit the sick and he doesn't, you know, love him as much as himself, he doesn't feel connected to this person in such a deep way, but still it does help him. Might not take away 1/60th of his sickness, but there's no question, and I've seen, I'm sure you've seen, you visit someone who's not well, and they light up. They light up from being visited.
So the Medrash continues and goes through how we see from the Psukim that each one of these different things is hinted to in the Psukim, because in the reciprocity of it, in the way that Hashem responds to the person who's Ashrei Maskil Eldal, what does Hashem do? Hashem protects him in the days of difficulty. So the Psukim talk about, as we read at the beginning, how this person now is protected if he's sick, how this person is, you know, it goes through in the Psukim the things that are the blessings that come upon a person who's maskil eldal. But each of those things that gets better is because, as the Medrash explains, I'm not going to read it inside, but it's because you did that. You watched over the sick, so Hashem watches over you when you're sick. You helped somebody escape from his problems. Hashem helps you escape from your problems. You activated this midah in the world. And by activating this midah in the world, it manifests for you as well. And I think that the foundation here is, how do I get out of selfishness? Right? Because, like, what is my selfishness really? It's really a grab for what I need, right? It's really a grab for Hashem, help me. I need money. I need to pay my bills. I need love. I need, you know, whatever basic human needs are. Right. So that's what the selfishness is a grab. But that's the Yetzer Hara, because the Yetzer Hara creates all of these loud needs and then it ends up in self-destruction. The trick is, the secret is the conscience, the recognition that I can actually get everything that I need paradoxically by giving it to somebody else. I want life and protection. I got to give life and protection to others. And that's the quiet voice. That's the maskil eldal. One who's wise and listens to the Yetzer Tov, listens to their conscience. The one who's wise and sees the need of another person ends up bringing that upon themselves. I want to bless you and I ask you to bless me. Hashem should help us that we should indeed be able to listen to that quiet voice. We should be able to hear and recognize that all the things that we need can come by us giving others exactly what we want. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful Shabbos.
This podcast was made possible through the gracious donations of listeners like you. For more podcasts like this, please visit www.arigoldwag.com or search on iTunes Ari Goldwag.